We are continuing our shiurim on the tiv of Shah Kavanot, the inyan of the brachot, and we're now on daf kuf gimel, and continuing our lessons in tiv kavanot. Od yotze yoter ba'orech, ki kavanah bikat hanenim ubikat mitzvot kulam. הם למעלה למטה כדי להמשיך השפע חוץ מן 18 ברכות אלו דעמידה שהם כדי לעלות ממטה למעלה כנזכר זה בעתר בפרשס עקב רמיה ואמיה אין שם. So what does this mean? So let's see this טיב הכוונות נומחץ. כי כוונות שביקת הנהנה וביקת המצוות הם לעלות מן כדי לקבל לשפע מלמעלה למטה. ממדרגה עלייה עליונה ממדרגה לתחתון של למטה. So the process is very simple. Like all the processes in the Kavanas is to raise up the Aliyas Man, which is the Zayim Malachim and the Rafach Nitzutzim. You raise them up all the way up to Absag Da'ak and you return down what's called the Aliyas Mad. And that will get you the new Shefa in order to grow your Paltzuf, in order to, for you to receive your blessing. Now, let's do Samech. והכוונה של היוטחס ברוך זה המידה היא כדי להעלות את המלכות עולם ובריאה לעולם הנשיאה הצילות לגעת על הממטה למעלה ממדרגה אחרי המדרגה שיהיה הרואה לזיבו. Now the only difference in 18 is that you're going to add the component of adding up, raising up מלכות, which is usually considered to be רחל, all the way up into the world from בריאה into הצילות. Now let's continue. Page Kuf Dalet. Nivar ati kavana bikat mitzvot v'nenim. Now da ki kol baruch. When we speak about, when we pronounce the word baruch, hu b'yesod, we have to realize that it is in the yesod. So this is tiv kavanot samach bet. Ata nivar lanu arav kavanot bikat mitzvot v'nenim sheyesh bam seda kavanot echad. שום המשל אחת לשבע מלמעלה למטה, דע כי כל ברוך הוא ביסוד, תיבת ברוך מרמז על יסוד, מפני שיסוד הוא מבורך בשפע. Now, when we speak about the יסוד, we speak about the one of the last ספירות in the Paltzuf. והאריזה continues, וצריך לכוון כי זה ברוך הוא ביסוד עליון של חוכמה. הנקרא שביל. שביל is a pathway. תכוון להמשיך בו שפע ולחברו אחר כך עם יסוד של בינה הנקרא נתיב. So you're going to connect, when you say ברוך, you're passing down שפע from a higher area, and in the Kavanas it's called קטל עליון. You're going to be passing a שפע from what's called קטל עליון all the way down into בינה. Makes sense? חוכמה בינה. חוכמה is called the שביל, and בינה is called a נתיב. Love and Nitivot, right? Another pathway. Vine, Ashvil nika Baruch, Vanitiv nika Bracha. Shneim Shavim, Becheshvon Achat. Vigam, Bracha, Baruch Vibracha, Im Kololot, Hem Resh Chav Chet. So let's see the Nitiva Kavanot on Samech Zayin. היסוד של אימא נקרא נתיב, סדר הוא שמשפיע מגיע, שהשפע מגיע לשביל, שהוא יסוד הבא, ואחר כך נמשך שבע מן השביל אל הנתיב שהוא יסוד אימא, ונמצא שיסוד הבא הוא שביל, נקרא ברוך, סוד אימא is called ברכה. Now, when you say the word ברוך, זה גמטריה ברכה עם הכולל. Now, ועוד יש להוסיף כי תיבת ברוך הוא לגמטריה רש חף חץ. Okay, I'm just seeing what he's adding over here. In עין בית, אם תוסיף עליהם ארבע אותיות של ברכה, יהיה גמטריה רלב. כאשר תוסיף על מספר רש חף חץ, you have then רלב. Then בהם גמטריה ארבע שמות אב סג באובן, בשם אביה, בשם האביה יש ארבע מיני מילואים שהם גמרת אפסק מעובד, וכל ארבע שמות אלו יחתב עולים גמרת חרלה מספר ברוך עם ארבע אותיות. Okay, so when you come out with when you're talking about the shefa, which you're bringing down, which is considered to be the ab sag ma'uben, that is what the Rashash says. You bring it down from Keter Elyon, so you bring it down from the high pasufim called Atik, from Keter Elyon to Atik to Arich. Finally, to Abba V'Ima, you're going to see what's called ab sag ma'uben, which are different shefas. This, when you add them up, it comes out to the gematria of Ghalab. 232. Which is the gematria of Baruch with the four letters. Ve'abadam nimshachim el shvil, and all of them are going to go to the shvil, which is called Baruch. Now, on page Kufhei, Gam tichaveh bimilat bracha, anirmaz bebracha, bebaruch, nizkav tichaveh, ki gam hi gematria resh lamed bet. באופן זה, says Ariza, כי בסוד הבינה שם הוא עקב במילוי ההין. We know that יסוד הבינה is what we call the עקב במילוי ההין, which is called קנה. משה שמות זה אלפים ויהודים נמשכים שם. Excuse me, now all the other שפה, remember there's three types of feminine שפה. Actually four, which is called קסה, which is represented by חוכמה. Kasa, which is again represented by Bina, so we have two Kasas, Chochma Bina. Then Kamag, which is represented by Chasad Nivdat, and then Kanag. These are all Gematrias. Okay? That is represented by the Ek, the Alafim, the Yudim, and the Hehim. So the Hehim is, it has the Gematria of Kanag. Kana, sorry. 151. So that's going to be the Keli Yisod, which is going to receive what's called the Eker of Alafim and the Yudim, which is going to go into it. We see this clearly by the Matbea Brach of the Rashash. Hine ze Eker Gematria Ralab, it also has Gematria of Ralab. Bebchinat Tziuro, the Ofen Ze. So this is going to be a very interesting way that we're going to spell. Usually Kana is 151, but we're going to spell it out so long that it's going to come out to the same. It's going to come out to come out of 232. In order to Meramis to us again, this essence of when you're making the word, when you're taking the bracha of whatever bracha you bikata mitzvah, bikata nenim, when you say the word bracha. As you're viewing it in the bracha, the nusach of the bracha, it always reminds you of the same thing. So let's see. It says both of them. Ki dalet ahin shebeshem ze. Ki dalet ahin shebeshem ze. Im tisai ram b'tziur dalet vav b'tziur dalet yud. So you can spell a dalit, sorry, hey, in three different ways. Excuse me. Kol echad me'arba ahim, all of them represents hayes. V'yu gematre kuf samachet. And altogether, if you count all the hayes, again, in the kana, there's four hayes. And each hay, think about it, is spelled three different ways. That's going to have 12 different hayes. If you add up the gematria of all that, you're going to come out with a gematria of 168. Now, the ot yud, which is in the shem eke, you're going to spell it out, yud vav dalit, it's 20, gematria of 20. Vim tzad dalit v'shnei vavim, you can also spell the dalit over there, two vavim, which is another 12. So 12 and 20 is going to come out to lev 32. So 168 that we had originally, and plus the 32 will come out to 200. You're going to have the aleph from Eke. You're going to spell it again. Aleph, you can spell it yud vav dalit. That's going to come out to 20. Titzai again the yud to have the dalit to have two vavim. That's going to be another 12. As Mimele, you're going to have 32 there as well. Tichabe Aresh with the Lamed base, Arel Ralav. Altogether, you're going to have 232. Nisharim שתי אותיות למד פה מן האמירות. The only two letters were not dorish to make out this gematria is the למד פה of the אלף. That you can מחבר with the אות אלף, תחבר עם אות אלף עצמה, ואז יהיה אלף שהם אותיות פלא. Pele means a wonder, a wonder. What is a wonder? What is a reference to? It's a reference to Sod Ashvi'i. It's a Sod Ashvil Dakika Nikra Pele. The Loit Yade Loila Letata Kiniska Parsha Bereishit Mekomot Acherim. This is the pathway, which is always Yesod V'Abba, which is always the Pele, because it's always hidden. You don't see it. It's the wonder of which makes everything work. And let's see if he adds anything over here. That's right. He just says it's Yesod the Abba. Yesod the Abba. Okay. Wonderful. Let's continue writing. On page Kuf Zayin. Sod Shvil Dakik Nativ Niska B'Sefer Zohar B'Eich HaNuchum Azim. Excuse me. Pirush Ha'inin Hu Kach. Now, that was the technical part. Now, let's get some understanding according to the Zohar. Now, zivug aba ve'imo hu zivug tadiri. We know there's a constant connection between the two patufim called aba ve'imo. It's called a zivug tadiri. Ve'elu mikra liprakim ki zivug zon. Not infrequent like we find, like the zivugim that we find by zon. Lachein ha'shvil shu yisod aba hu mechubar tamid tadiri metiv shu yisod ima. Therefore, aba is always connected to Ima, constantly connected. Tamid ganuz sham, he's always hidden behind her. Lache, lo yada im u ila bechokma o im hi letata bivina. We never know where he is exactly. He's always hidden behind his wife. Ki leolam hu bechinat zivug tadira de lo pasik. It's a constant zivug. Lachein yesh. Shvil nikra pele. That's why it's called a shvil, which is called pele. Hu mitalev nigaz, because why? Because it's a wonderful and powerful situation, but nevertheless, it's not viewable. It's nelam. It's hidden to our eyes. Nignaz toch hayesod debina nikra alef shelekeahi. Excuse me. And she's called it. Excuse me. Which is hidden in Iman, and Ima's Yesod is a reference to the Aleph of the Eke Ahin. And that, if you change the letters around, that makes Pele. That's Yesod Abba hidden over there. Then in Isbay Le'el, Kisham, Shem Ze, the Eke, Ole, Gematre, Ralab. Ralab. Vim came, Kasher, Tichaber, Im Pele. So we know that the Gematria of that long kasa that we said is ralab. Now, if kashe tichabe imo pele, if you add in the gematria of pele, ye gematria geshem, you're going to come out to geshem 343. Okay, shusod mayim nukvim de bina besod shelan nikra gvuot geshemim. Because even though Mayim is chasadim, but you can have Mayim in times which are not needed. It's called Mayim Gshamim, Gvod Gshamim. And that's called Geshem. V'gam hu v'gamantria b'shin samer, Shimem, which is 340, makolel. V'zezod v'ata amata yedaticha b'shem kie mevchinat ze nimshach Moshe Rabbeinu. This is where Moshe Rabbeinu comes from. וגם הוא בגמטריה שביל עם הכל אלה רמוז כי בשביל של חוכמה הוא גנוז שם תמיד וזו אשר נרמז לאל בביאו דיבר הזוהר ואומרו לא ידידע לא ילה ולא תתה. This is what the Zohar means by we don't know whether it's up or down. So let's see a little bit of the explanation by the Kavanot over here. So we're going to start where on Ot Kuf. Since we know the Abba and Ima are constantly in a state of zivug,
so
של אקה דהין רמוז ביסוד אימא נקרא אלף דה אקה אלף דה אקה דהין וכן רמוז excuse me ביסוד אבא נקרא פלא באותיות אותיות א' למד פ. That means you saw the Abba is hidden inside the first letter of Ima, which is the Aleph, which is the main part of it. And then it continues on Ot Kuf Aleph. It spells together Geshem. Le'elit ba'er, earlier on we explained, Le'er eked miloy ayin ole b'tziyuk mispar galab. We explained already how do you get, how do you derive the gematria of 332 from the Eked Miloy Hahin. Now, the Kasher Tetzarev Galav Ima Otiyot Pele, when you add 232, plus you have Pele, which is, let's say, 80 and 30 is 110, plus 1 is 111, together, Yad the gematria is Geshem, 343. That's the Geshem of the Mayim. V'hu Ramuz L'mayim Nukvim Shel Bina Anikra Eke B'Sod Shela She'elu HaMayim Nukvim Nimzaim B'Yesod Shel Bina. All that is going to be found in her Yesod of the Bina, and that's called Gvod Gshamim. Ve'ilu ha'mayim nukvim nifsaim yisod ima em gvod nikraim gvod gshamim agam she'em mayim ube'al ma'amrin ma'mayim she'em chasadim. Nevertheless, even though usually mayim is chasadim, nevertheless, when we find that there's gshamim in the wrong times, it's called gvod gshamim rimazim leman shel nukva. That's what the Gemara says in Tani, שנקראו גבורות גשמים משום שיורדים מגבורות, become very strong. ובעץ חיים כתוב, כי החסדים נקרא מים שמגדלים את העילה, מגבורות מגדלים הנקבה. שאמה, because we find that מים grows הנקבה, that's called מים דגבורות. לכן נקרא גבורות גשמים. וגם גמרא תחילה בשס, שין מם. With the Kodesh, כשתצטרף ריש למד בייס, when you add 332, with the letters of Pei Lamed Aleph, Yaleh v'gematria b'shem, Shin Mem, with 340. V'ktzarev akolel, Yachtav and Geshem. And you add the three letters of the kolel, is Geshem. V'zesod, ata amata yadati b'shem. And that's the sod of the remnants of the apostle, ata amata yadaticha b'shem. You'll be known by your name. Ki ha-geshem, who that is the who man shel bina? That's an indication of what the man that is found in the yisod of bina. Kuf zayin bechinat ze nimshach Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's shorash of neshama came via Moshe Rabbeinu nimshach mezivug elyon shel Abba veima. מהמן דאימא נקרא שם. That's where he comes from. וגם בגמרתך שביל מקולל, לכם צוות שביל מקולל או בגמרתך גשם לרמוז בשביל זה חוכמה וגנוז שתמין. והנה זה שגמרתך יהיה רמוז שביל הוא יסוד האבא גנוז ביסוד אימא, ולכן עקד ההים ציוע עולה רלב עם תיבות א' דקה הוא גמטרי גשם שהוא מן הנמסה בסוד אימא, וכן הוא בגמטרי שביל עם הקולה, שזה שביל הוא היסוד האבא תוך יסוד אימא. עקד מילוי האם עם הציור, he's just basically repeating himself again. The יסוד that we're learning over here, that when you say the word ברוך, it's an indication of the יסוד האבא, which is nechnas in the yesod ima, and that creates a fusion called a zivug, producing obviously shefa, and that's the blessing that we receive by making this fusion, by saying the words baruch. I will continue the bracha maybe tomorrow, next time we meet. Okay, good, so we'll stop it here for now.